Mufasa? Carol Baskin.
She murdered her husband and took all his money.
Carol Baskin fed the cats his meat.
It's a tale that makes you root for every character to go to prison.
And can you feel the meth tonight? While the tigers eat, it's enough to make straight guys marry dudes who are missing teeth.
It's Disney's The Tiger King.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for
Fox News. I'm Rich Dennison. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today issuing a 30-day-long stay-at-home order taking effect tonight at midnight. Is the latest state to enact such measures designed to stem the rise of coronavirus cases.
Directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home.
The virus has now killed nearly 4,500 people in the U.S. The White House says that number could exceed 200,000. The Federal Bureau of Prisons locking down inmates for at least 2 weeks to fight COVID-19 after reporting several dozen confirmed cases and at least one death.
Inmates in every institution in the country will be secured in their assigned cells or quarters to decrease the spread of the virus. Some exceptions will be allowed, including permitting access to the commissary, laundry, showers, telephone, and the computer.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Quarantunes at 404.
Quarantine is hard. Eating almost every hour. Open up the fridge 50 times a day. Eat a bag of chips. Heat up mozzarella sticks. The social distancing got me gaining weight. Always snacking. Turn into a tub of lard. Working homes. So bad on my diet. Cookies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
Jack Kosinski from The Office says a little thing going on YouTube. Really good news. Hard to find, but we have some stories that are connected to the coronavirus outbreak that are positive in nature. And I think we all have our own stories to tell that are positive in nature. Maybe I'll tell a lame-ass story or two this afternoon. A movie theater near San Antonio turned an outside wall into a movie screen and started hosting free drive-in movies in their parking lot. And every screening they've done so far has sold out. That's cool.
Yeah.
Charity named Operation Barbecue Relief normally serves food after natural disasters like hurricanes. Now they're keeping restaurants afloat by paying them to make food for the homeless and first responders. That's another thing. And in this situation, with the runs we've seen on grocery stores, the crowds, the angst, the hot tempers and everything else, that's why I put the store clerks up there with everybody else that's had to go through very overwhelming circumstances. I have one at home. A newspaper delivery guy in New Jersey has also been delivering groceries to anybody on his route who is high risk and can't leave the house. An unexpected side effect of the lockdown has given parents all over the country a chance to teach their kids how to cook and maybe teach them how to think critically. Because that Babylon Bee story that I posted very early this morning, and I do urge you to visit BabylonBee.com. It's a satire site, but everything they do is based at some level on hardcore principled truths, principles I think that we all share. A lady in Colorado trained her dog to deliver groceries to an elderly neighbor. There's a winery that did the same thing. I forget the kind of dog it was, but you can order two bottles of wine, and the dog wears a thing over its shoulder with a pouch on each side and a bottle of wine on each side. Let's see. A guy in England had an extra car sitting in his driveway that he wasn't using, so he's doing an online drawing and giving it to a random healthcare worker. You know, they're evaluating, and it sickens me. It just sickens me because we opened the show today playing Trump and his concern about the coronavirus February 4th in the State of the Union. And the same people that, he's doing a lousy job. We're calling him a xenophobe and a racist for the China travel bans that he instituted before the State of the Union. Now he's terrible. Awful. Let's get Cuomo in there. Anyway, I'm trying to keep my temper here. A company called Tropical Smoothie. I think we have them here. Mm-hmm. I think there's one in Prattville. I'm almost certain. Really good, too. They have 800 locations around the country. They launched a campaign called In It Together, where they'll give out 100,000 free smoothies to doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers.
That's great.
Yeah. If they were a little closer, I'd be by there more often. And, by the way, up Prattville Way, Randy Burkhalter and Tammy at Prattville Farm Center, they're doing curbside service for anything from dog foods, whatever you need. They got it all. A 60-year-old guy in South Korea who doesn't have a ton of money, but he owns an 8-acre plot of land that he's now donating to help people who have been hit hard over there. That's what I was going to say. This is not just an American thing. Canada's closed its borders. Mexico! Did you ever think the day would come when Mexico would close their border to us?
To us, yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. This is a worldwide thing. And apparently the media thinks everybody else on the planet is doing a great job except for Donald J. Trump. Two healthcare workers in Pennsylvania decided not to postpone their dream wedding and got married on their back deck instead. Their neighbors watched in the yards and even got dressed up for it.
Yay.
This is what you do when you have to punt. It, you know, when I was talking to Janelle, I think it was Monday night, I said, man, good thing it wasn't April 8th this year, huh? Let me know about next year, so I have time to save. Red Top.
Good afternoon, folks. Greg, I was thinking that you and I are the age where we grew up in the golden age of rock and roll and music.
Absolutely.
And albums and all that. I was just thinking last night, golly, Moses, the music business is now, it was already terrible, but now it's running at a minor speed. My heart goes out to all these people. It's tens of thousands of musicians that depended on playing in clubs and stuff like that that were still having it. It's devastating. And, you know, just the kind of fun and success we had in the music business, I don't think will ever exist again. We were very lucky to experience it, don't you think?
Well, people that I'm always amazed when I'm at home or in the company of somebody that's a generation younger than me, and what do they have on? When I was last in Florida for Janelle's birthday, that's what they had on next to the pool at her daughter's mother's house. That was what they, it was Southern rock too. It was like Skinner and all kinds of great stuff, Creedence, and you know, it's become an heirloom. Unfortunately, and Steve Miller was one of the first to say this, he's not writing any new music because nobody wants it. They want to hear Jed Allen, or they want to hear all the, you know, the jungle and all the stuff that he did in the day, but they're not interested in anything new.
This is true. I don't know how people get music out at all. I mean, to think of performing on YouTube instead of in front of a live audience? Who wants to, man? Part of the thrill, part of being an artist, is playing in front of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's so, so weird. And on one last note, the Democrats are going to be pulling something in this presidential election this fall, something weird, something crooked. I know they are. And they're already up to it with the bad PR for Donald Trump. But I am very...
Well, look at the crap. Look at the crap. You got a sneak preview courtesy of Nancy Pelosi, who added ballot harvesting and other stuff to the stimulus package. Ballot harvesting is one of their plans to steal elections. They never stop. They never stop. And here's breaking news. And my friend David Blackman agrees. They want us dead. It's not that they disagree with us. They just want us gone.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Keep your spirits up, brother. I'm as frustrated as you are. I'm infuriated by all the news that I hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I pity the fool that comes up to me and tells me otherwise, because I'm probably going to chew their butts out one way or the other. So I'm trying to keep my red top under control.
Okay,
thank
man.
You. Roll Tide. Always go Trump.
Let's hope we can roll Tide. I think the football season will probably begin right around the time we normally expect it. I don't know what's going on with baseball. Every day that becomes murkier. We would be 1 week into the season today if everything had gone as normal. And they're looking at all kinds of positives. You may have teams like in New York. I don't know when this thing slows down there. They're talking about teams playing in neutral sites with no fans. But then again, and so far no Major League Baseball player has tested positive for COVID-19. So, again, do they look for a part of the country? I don't know how Arizona's doing right now. Maybe they all go back to spring training and start the season there. The Japanese and Korean baseball leagues, which play basically the same kind of season we do here in this country, I'm kind of hoping one of them is starting fairly soon. I'm hoping that the network will, not one of the major networks, but the Major League Baseball network, will carry some games just to have something to look at as we are desperate. Although we did find out yesterday, WrestleMania will be here. You're a big wrestling fan, right?
No.
Neither am I. But I honor those who love it. So, and I guess that's going to be one of those.
I was when I was a kid. We used to go to Long Beach Arena and watch them live.
Long Beach Arena. Is that where the Queen Mary was docked?
Mm-hmm.
And the Hughes?
In that area.
You know, we did a live broadcast from Disneyland. It was weird. We did two nights, with a Thursday morning and a Friday morning from Disneyland. And it was weird because we were on the air at 2 o'clock California time with no internet then, trying to connect to what was happening in Miami when it was 5:30 to 10 o'clock there. Just very strange. But we did go to the Queen Mary because everybody said it was haunted. And then I did go. They had they moved it up to Seattle since, but the Spruce Goose of Howard Hughes, that was pretty amazing to see something that big in a hangar to accommodate it in Long Beach. Seems like just yesterday. Yeah, I had a... I wrote a column a while back about this. It was the summer of 1970, and I was waiting to start college, and I wasn't particularly interested in being productive that summer. I just finished high school. What do you want from me? And everything was changing that year. Fashions, I was starting to get into the hippie clothes and stuff. My hair was getting long. It was becoming a nightmare culturally to my own father. And it was a warm afternoon. I think it was in July. My mother pulls up in the driveway with the family Plymouth Fury station wagon, and it's packed from the back seat to the back gate with groceries. And I'm just standing there with my thumb up my butt, doing nothing to help, as my mother's making trip after trip in the house. I know you're listening to this and you're hating me because I did this, but I was very young and immature, just like I am now. So after my mother grabs the last bag of groceries, thanks for the help, Gregory Benjamin, she says, why don't you get a job, you pansy? Because I was wearing the flowered shirt and all that. And then walked into the house. And I felt so worthless, so humiliated. I could feel every part of me shrinking. I didn't even dare go back through the kitchen door. I spun around, walked up. I had a driver's license, but I walked up to the Ford City Mall and went to Weibolt's department store and said, help me. They hired me that afternoon to work in the luggage department. I came home, and I believe it was like 74 minutes from the time my mother told me to get a job that I came back and said, I got a job. I start at Weibolt's tomorrow.
She was amazed.
We had so many laughs over that story. And when we were losing her, that's when we did that show in Disneyland. I almost didn't go because I knew her time was very brief. And I was prepared that I might have to take off from California to go to Chicago if she didn't make it. But as we're walking through Disneyland, they have all these beautiful flower patches. And there was one there that had a sign in the middle of it that said Pansy. So I carefully tiptoed into that and laid down behind the Pansy sign. And we didn't have cell phone cameras in those days, but I managed to get that to someplace at Disney and have the film developed and overnighted back to Chicago so she could get a laugh out of it. And that was one of the best investments of my life because there wasn't a whole lot I could do at that point to make my mom smile. Did you like that story?
No.
Okay, I just thought I'm doing my best
here.
Great
story.
419, local news, weather, Skipper's traffic, and more coming up.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. COVID-19 cases in Alabama have now hit 1,000. Of those cases, ADPH says there are 24 reported deaths related to the coronavirus. So far, only 17 deaths have been confirmed by state health officials. Plus, it's the first of the month, and rent is due for millions of Americans for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak. Most states and local governments have stopped evictions to give time for unemployment benefits and federal stimulus checks to arrive. Nearly 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed unemployment claims for the week of March 16th as the shutdown from the virus started. And Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama small business owners to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by taking steps to ensure their businesses will withstand the troubling economy. We're told final guidelines for how the federal government will distribute financial relief to Alabama small businesses will be released very soon. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder, overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Tired of being alone during the COVID-19 pandemic? Try Quarantinder, the new dating app that lets you find your perfect coronapanion.
I was worried about spreading the coronavirus, but now the only thing I'm spreading is love.
I was feeling so alone during the pandemic, so I joined Quarantinder. Then I met Chad. Now I'm feeling better than ever.
Quarantinder gets you out of the quarantine and into the dating scene.
I was alone during the quarantine, and now I'm still alone.
Quarantinder also suggests fun date ideas like chatting on Skype and chatting on Skype.
So, what's new?
Nothing.
Same.
Quarantinder's got everything you're looking for, except surgical masks. You're on your own for that. Quarantinder. Start swiping and keep washing.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
424.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on East South Boulevard right at Woodley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles making a run there. That's a minor accident. We have got a lot of congestion. East South Boulevard from Baptist all the way up to the Troy Highway. West Boulevard from I-65 up to South Court Street. A little construction going on there. Be aware of that. Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive very busy this afternoon, as well as Norman Bridge Road to East South Boulevard. And then out 331 outbound out of town. Everybody buckle up and be careful out there this afternoon. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't find a surgical mask to wear to the grocery store? Improvise with your old Halloween masks, like Darth Vader.
I find your lack of toilet paper disturbing.
Pick up some liver as Hannibal Lecter.
Excuse me, in which aisle might I find
the fava beans?
Aisle 4.
Thank you, Clarice.
My name's Steve.
You can even bust out that old Bane mask.
You think the mask is your ally? You merely adopted the quarantine. I was born in it.
It's like Halloween in quarantine.
Make sure the rebels wash their hands. I want them alive.
Yes, even somebody like me can be
creepy
once in a while. It is 4:27 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. The roll call today has been
postponed
until tomorrow.
Okay.
Terry will be here. He'll put a lot of peer pressure on me, and we'll do it tomorrow. I need to give it a break. Yesterday was a little... maybe I'll put some new things in.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Duke is on the phone.
Hey. Hey, Greg. How are you?
Hey. Great. I'm working...
I am too. I have just left El Jalisco, and I saw Monica. I didn't know Monica, but I saw her from a distance, and I waved to her. And the young lady, the woman that took care of me. Anyway, to make a long story short, it was like a ghost town. So I'm trying to. People need to help them out, man, because it's sad.
Yeah, we got food there Saturday. We had a caller earlier this afternoon who was trying to hit the restaurants that have been part of our show that are hoping to survive this and remain open and then come back when we can dine out. So El Jalisco, even Baumhauer's, you know, normally we'd be planning our Wednesday night gathering there. Well, you know, Bob, he's not McDonald's. He does have more than one restaurant, but he is hurting. So you can order there and do pick up at the front door.
What do you think about these people that own these properties? And I know a lot, not a lot of them, but a handful of them. And do you think, you know what I'm saying? You know?
What about
them? I'm just curious, are they going to forgive people that, you know, for their $1,200, you know, she probably pays, I mean, God knows how much, $1,500 a month.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just curious.
That's going to be very, like, I know the shopping centers that Publix owns, they're at least doing 1 month, I think, you know, rent for businesses that are in there.
Yeah.
And some can and some can't.
Right.
I am a landlord. Fortunately, I have a great tenant who is working in the military, so I'm not concerned about it, but I did think about it.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't? What if it was somebody who's out of work? That would put me in a tough spot. I might be able to make an accommodation.
Right.
But I'm not really in a position, because I've got a young man, my stepson, in college to take care of, and other...
It filters down to all of us, for sure. Well, I love your show, man. I just want to let you know I just left there, and you need to tell your listeners to go patronize them, because they're
Did you mention me to Monica when you were in there?
No, I didn't. She was at the bar, and she went back into the kitchen. But I told the girl that the woman that at the thing that I was listening to your show. So
oh, good. No, that's great. Okay. Just let somebody know inside.
I always do. I've been there quite a bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, after I left the other one. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Duke.
Yeah, the shrimp adobe, that's a Mrs. Britterbuttle favorite.
Mine also.
That's right. I want to invite you over to our house. I want to have a small group, maybe Saturday.
Okay.
Would you be up for that? Did you try my casserole?
No.
My hash brown bacon casserole is in the on a plate in the refrigerator downstairs.
I did not know that. I don't.
That's my fault.
I don't go into the refrigerator unless I absolutely have to.
I understand. It is a thing. But on the bottom, there is a plate. It has three slices of that. I would love to get your opinion.
Yes.
I'd like an evaluation. And I brought, I thought Eddie might be coming by, so I brought, save one for him and one for the Seth Spotlow experience.
Oh, the Seth Spotlow experience will definitely take it.
A grown boy, he might need it.
He might take Eddie's, too.
Yeah. We are at 4:31. You know, it's funny with this whole situation about 20% of the email I get is fundraising. And it's mostly Republicans from the president on down. And I'm thinking, you guys do know right now is probably not a good time to fundraise with so many people who are worried about, as our caller Duke pointed out, the rent.
Yeah.
Will I still be able to open my business? And let's hope that we can reopen a lot of these places at the end of this deadline the governor's established. They may have to, you know, go a little bit longer in places like Birmingham and Huntsville has quite a few. But 50 cases, we're in our third week here with this in the River Region. I'll bet we have 50 cases of many other things, more than 50 cases of many other things, including seasonal flu that people are getting treated for. And about 1 in 7 people that get tested for COVID-19 actually have it. And the mortality rate here, well, on a national basis, is about 2%. So that's not a whole, that's about the same as seasonal flu. So stop with the hundreds of thousands and the 4,000 dead, like it all happened in one day. Okay, Fox is doing it. They're all doing it. Not impressed with that kind of approach. 4:33, back to the traffic dungeon with you.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got an accident still working. East South Boulevard at Woodley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Minor accident. Hopefully they'll get that out of the way pretty quick. We've got congestion. East South Boulevard, Baptist all the way to Troy Highway. West Boulevard, I-65 to South Court Street. We have some construction going on there this afternoon. Be aware of it. Federal Drive, Congressman Dickinson and 231 to Wetumpka, busy right now, as well as Taylor Road. Everywhere else, moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 are both looking good this afternoon. Well, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Cryer and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC by Lou Cryer for details. ACbyLouCryer.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Kay Ivey is urging Alabama small businesses owners to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic by taking steps to ensure their businesses will withstand the troubling economy. We're told final guidelines for how the federal government will distribute financial relief to Alabama small businesses will be released soon. Plus, COVID-19 cases in Alabama have now hit 1,000. Of those cases, ADPH says there are 24 reported deaths related to the coronavirus. So far, only 17 deaths have been confirmed by state health officials. And it's the first of the month, and rent is due for millions of Americans for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak. Most states and local governments have stopped evictions due to give time for unemployment benefits and federal stimulus checks to arrive. Nearly 3.3 million people in the U.S. filed unemployment claims for the week of March 16th as the shutdown from the virus started. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After all the warm days lately, we're into a much cooler trend. In fact, tonight will be chilly. Clear skies, colder. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Tomorrow, a little warmer. We'll be in the mid-70s during the afternoon. More sunshine. Friday will be near 80, a sun and cloud mix. Low 80s on Saturday and Sunday. We're dry Saturday. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about your parents in lockdown. Your family is on lockdown, and your parents seem irrational. Daddy's bloodshot eyes, mommy sits and cries. Now they realize they're really not compatible. Crisis can bring families together, kids. Maybe not yours. It's been tense between your parents stuck at home. And you kids all day just sit and moan and groan. So your daddy took off one night, said,
I'm going to buy some butt wipes.
But then daddy never ever came back home. So now on top of the plague, you're heartbroken. And you have to wipe with your sock. Wash your hands. Barney loves you.
Barney, you are
canceled.
That's it. I'm done with Barney. That was very grim. As we come back to the phones at 272-9228 on what's really a nice Wednesday afternoon when you think about it, if you forget the news, to talk to the Raider King, Andrew.
How you doing, brother? It's a long time no hear.
Yeah, you're. I could never set my watch by you because you're kind of an out of the blue sort of guy. When everything lines up right, you call.
Well, that and, you know, I'm not as essential as I used to be, so.
You aren't like to you. Us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I got to talk to you all. I am hating this whole BS. I'm just like, let's get over it and move forward, but apparently yeah. I'm on the outside looking and everybody else is scared to death, and I don't understand that at all.
I think that's, at some level, that's kind of the goal. And hopefully so that, you know, protocols are observed. But we got to be realistic about how long the country will be willing to put up with being the stay home.
Well, you know, what's really sad is I was listening to something else earlier. And they had, I believe the guy's name is Glenn Jacobs on. He was probably the most rational politician. He's like the mayor of Knox County or something up in Tennessee. He was rational. He was compassionate. He was great. Come to find out, it's that wrestler dude from WWE named Kane.
Mm.
And I was completely shocked that he was the most rational politician I've listened to, you know, in the last, you know, 15 days. You know, he just made sense. So he doesn't even call it social distancing. He calls it physical distancing because we're social creatures.
Yeah.
So. You know, and just watching the spread around the world has just been crazy, even though China got it off the bat.
China, you know, look, Ted Cruz today said, did China release this pathogen on the world? Because they have so weakened, it's so weakened our economy, it's put them in a position to buy out a lot of America. This is a situation that bears watching.
I don't think so. I think they're in great big trouble because they invested all the money in fake cities where nobody lives anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they have literally hundreds of housing hundreds of cities, or about 100 cities, where it's less than 1% populated than what they were planning on.
I've seen it on the Smithsonian Channel. And we're not talking about, you know, like a little town where they, you know, the FBI goes to practice terrorism and stuff. We're talking about cities with nobody living in them. It's unbelievable.
Literally, there was a couple of Americans who were, and these were a few years old. I had watched some of their videos on YouTube where they're writing through what they call the ghost cities of China. And they'll have shops and stuff set up, but there's nothing in the shops. There's just a sign over the shop saying, you know, this is for if you want a Xerox machine, here's where you go. If you want a Rolex, this is where you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's nobody there, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
You know, and so they've invested. I mean, their entire economy is based on that, and they don't have the, shockingly, they don't have the populace to fill them.
Obviously, I would far prefer that you are the correct one in this situation.
Well, I sure hope so, because at this point, to financially make it, I'm having to do things I wouldn't normally do, like on the internet for $25. I promise I won't send you any nudes.
I'm very careful. I just wrote a little piece this afternoon about, you know, the news sources I trust. It's down to about five or six.
I haven't had cable in 10 years, so it's a lot harder and different than me. But the only thing I know is
Here's one you may want to check out, because I got it from the Cronins in the Carolinas. CitizenFreePress.com.
Well, I might check that one out. It's either I have to go extreme right and extreme left and go, okay, what are they somewhat agreeing on? Because that's somewhere in the middle, and that's the truth.
Well, when we come back from this break, I'm going to play a story I found on this website from Tucker Carlson blasting China and the possible origin of this virus from last night. So how about if we do that next?
It sounds great. Greg, you take care of yourself and
you
everybody there.
Good to hear
Thanks.
From you. Let's see. I would say that we'll probably hear from him around the third week in May, just before Memorial Day. I hope I'm wrong, Andrew. Yeah, this Tucker Carlson clip, I got this from CitizenFreePress.com because I'm down to David Blackman, Don Serber. I rarely look at Fox. Never. Drudge is done. I'm done with that. I think Rush Limbaugh was right when he said that Drudge Report and the others, they're doing nothing but trying to scare the crap out of people. Into what? A regular life like the one we're having now? I'll pass. So we'll come back to that Tucker clip. It's 4:44.
At WinCreekCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
This is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks kicking off the month and quarter sharply lower. Investors are increasingly concerned that the coronavirus will keep the economy shut down longer than expected. With the Dow falling 974 points, NASDAQ down 340, S&P 500 down 114. And airlines falling today after showing that passenger traffic was down 86% in 2 weeks. And cruise operators also sliding amid renewed fears over the health of the industry. And Home Depot is taking further measures to help stem the spread of the coronavirus and is limiting the number of customers allowed into its stores and eliminating major spring promotions to avoid driving high levels of traffic to its locations. The company is also expanding benefits for its employees, including weekly bonuses for full-time, hourly, and part-time staffers at its stores and distribution centers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Heather Barsky, invested in you.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times. As represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Webcams on, oh God, what are you wearing? You drag a comb through your hair cause your bedhead was matted. And you put on a dress shirt and a nice sport jacket. You look good from the waist up, yes, at first glance. You better not stand up, you're not wearing it.
It is 4:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and that is true. There was a survey done the other day with all the Zoom and video conferencing. They estimate anywhere from 12 to 15% of the people you're talking to are saying,
I'm not wearing any pants.
And that's, I guess if it, it doesn't make a difference. But I know if I was doing that, I would forget and stand up and do something horrible. It was like one of our Morning Brew nominees was the director of a company that was conducting a video conference meeting, and she hit some function on her computer that caused her face to be replaced by a potato. Yeah. And couldn't figure out how to stop it, so they had this serious business meeting with a talking potato,
Mrs.
basically.
Potato Head.
That's pretty much it. I think this Tucker clip is going to play. And he's been on this for a while, and I tend to agree. At some point, how do we hold China accountable for making the world sick? Let's give this a listen.
On February 6, scientists from the South China University of Technology uploaded a paper on the origins of coronavirus. Where did it come from? Well, this offers some clue. At the time, the official death toll in China from the coronavirus was 564. The paper made a number of notable observations and claims that are worth knowing about, and that's why we're telling you. We want to be clear that we're not endorsing any of these conclusions. We haven't independently confirmed them. We can't. But you should keep in mind as you hear this that these findings come from Chinese scientists who work for a university that is controlled by the Chinese government. So whatever else they are, the views you're about to hear are probably not racist anti-Chinese propaganda. Here's what the paper says. First, the scientists confirm what scientists around the world have said they believe. The virus most likely came from an animal known as the intermediate horseshoe bat. Here's the striking thing. There are no known colonies of this bat within 900 kilometers of Wuhan, nor is there any evidence that they were sold in the Wuhan wet market, despite many claims in the American media to the contrary, including on this show, by the way. Last night, we did a segment on wet markets, the one in Wuhan included, and suggested that this bat was sold there. But let's be clear. The only actual analysis of that question that we're aware of is in this paper. These scientists interviewed almost 60 people, 59 of them, who frequented the Wuhan wet market. They confirmed there were no horseshoe bats for sale there, period. So that raises the question, where did the virus-carrying bats come from? And the paper says this, quote, "We screened the area around the market and identified two laboratories conducting research on bat coronavirus. Within a few hundred yards of the wet market was something called the Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention. According to public reports, the center used intermediate horseshoe bats for research. Then about 7 miles away was another facility. This one was called the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The Virology Institute also conducted research on intermediate horseshoe bats, the ones that were not sold at the wet market. South China University scientists concluded that the coronavirus pandemic, the one that people are dying from here, likely came from one of these two government labs in Wuhan. Well, they noticed that a scientist at the Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention had been exposed to the blood and urine of horseshoe bats. They also suggested that infected tissue samples from research animals may have wound up in the Wuhan wet market. And they ended the paper this way, quote, "The killer coronavirus probably originated from a laboratory in Wuhan. Safety levels may need to be reinforced in high-risk biohazardous laboratories. Regulations may be taken to relocate these laboratories far away from city centers and other densely populated places." End quote. How's that for interesting? Now, this paper has been online for nearly 2 months, and so far it has been virtually ignored in this country. Almost nobody in American journalism has dared to write about it. Yeah. A few who have were immediately attacked as dangerous conspiracy theorists. Instead of assessing what seemed like the rational conclusions presented in the Chinese paper, there was a spate of American news stories and academic research designed to show that the coronavirus absolutely could not have been engineered in a Chinese lab. They sounded supremely confident of that. But do they really know it? And the answer is no, they don't. As a factual matter, it is impossible for Western scientists to settle the question either way. So instead of doing that or admitting that, they amped up the rhetoric, hoping that you wouldn't notice the difference. A post on the National Institutes of Health website, written by NIH Director Francis Collins himself, dismisses any such speculation as, quote, outrageous. Keep in mind, NIH is supposed to be keeping you safe from diseases like this one, not running political interference for hostile foreign governments. This is how they're spending their time as Americans die in the middle of a global pandemic. And still, no one addressed the substance of the claims. The South China University paper concludes that the virus probably escaped accidentally from a lab in Wuhan. It said not one word about bioweapons. Yet the NIH and USA Today and countless other outlets have devoted thousands of words to scolding you for thinking the virus may have been a form of biological warfare. Notice that's a totally different claim than the one made in the paper. And that's not accidental. One of the surest signs that people are lying to you is when they answer questions you didn't ask. And that's exactly what the professional class is doing with this story. And they're doing it on many fronts. They're lying to you. They're claiming to know things they don't know. They're dismissing the obvious as impossible. They're blaming you for their failures. And the media are helping them do it. The stakes are too high to let them continue this way. So no matter what, stay skeptical as you assess the world. Remain rational. Gather your own evidence and come to your own conclusions. You shouldn't have to do that. You ought to be able to trust the people in charge. But you can't. So at this point, you have no choice.
Interesting. In past situations, 9/11 comes to mind, and other big breaking stories, when you put on CNN automatically, or even after 9/11, I watched a lot of MSNBC. They were turning stories into instant documentaries at warp speed. It was amazing production and so fast because it was good. It was compelling. It helped me because I was a newsman and I learned stuff that I could bring to the radio station. And then it's all different now. And there is a big, deep-pocketed relationship between the left, the media, and China. Isn't it interesting that this whole Wuhan thing, this whole corona situation erupted not long after China finally, after like putting it off and coming up with excuses, finally signed that trade deal. It happens, and then within a matter of weeks, look at what we got going on. I mean, it's destroying the country. It's destroying the country. That's why a timeline is going to be important, not just for businesses, small and large businesses, but for our mental health. This is not natural what we're going through right now. This is a first in my lifetime, as Jacqueline so brilliantly pointed out. At least we have electricity and the internet. In Florida, if you get hit with a bad hurricane, you don't know how long it's going to be out when you're going to be back online, when you're going to be in touch with the rest of the world, when your AC may come back, unless you have 1,000 gallons of gas and a bunch of generators. Or, like the one Rich Thomas has from Mr. Electric. He's got one that power goes out, kicks right in, no problem. You don't have to start anything up, pour any gasoline into stuff. It's pretty amazing. It's called the Generac. 457 in a great small business, too, Mr. Electric. Here's another one on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. If you're housebound and you're not feeling particularly productive, go to John Lee Paints, grab a gallon of any of their great paints, and redo a room or two. They have been in business for over 35 years. They are the official home for the color charts of Montgomery's historic districts, because you don't want to, pay a big fine because you went a little bit too deep in one color or another. I mean, that's what happens. So always check with them first. At John Lee Paints, they have two brands. One is Richards for interior painting, and they have color consultant, by the way. So if you're not sure, bring a picture of the room and the furniture that's in it, and they'll help you pick out a color that will really work for you. But it's a paint that leaves a finish that's second to none. For exterior, John Lee sells their own brand called Solarproof with a super high viscosity that prevents the development of mildew. That's what makes outdoor paint look dirty or shabby. If it gets mildew, you could always put a coat over it, but that looks like crap because you're covering paint with paint. It's usually a job that requires you to sand the old paint off and start from scratch with a primer coat and more. This will never allow that to happen because the mildew can't grow under solar proof. So it stands up to the heat and humidity that Alabama throws at it every summer. They're great folks. They can sell you whatever you need to have a successful painting project. They'll make sure you're using the right rollers and brushes if you're a do-it-yourselfer. And if you need a pro, they'll help you find one. 34 Coliseum Boulevard, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Got a traffic update, and then Fox at 5, Brant McDonald at about 5:10.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier on the East South Boulevard near Woodley Road. That one should be completely out of the way or in the very final stages of being wrapped up. Just use caution there. Watch out for any emergency vehicles that could be on the scene. We still have congestion on the East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, back past Baptist, West Boulevard, I-65 to South Court Street. A little construction going on there this afternoon. Be aware of that. Atlanta Highway, a little busy, as well as Troy Highway, Taylor Road this afternoon, Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge outbound.